Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. Our vision and mission is to raise 21st century Moses to point the nations to Jesus Christ. As God met Moses in the wilderness and sent him back to Egypt to bring his people to the promised land, God is going to meet 21st century Moses in their wildernesses and send them back to their people, back to their countries, to bring their people to Jesus Christ. Are you one of those 21st century Moses? Now, to fulfill this mission, we need to actively share the gospel without hesitance and apology to advance God's kingdom on this earth as it is in heaven. Today, we're going to look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2, to learn about prayer. It is a normal prayer for Apostle Paul, but it is not how we normally pray. You will learn how different his prayer was from ours, and how his prayer was directly related to this 21st century Moses vision. How many of you like to be prayed for? Whether you pray or not, you would love to be prayed for, right? When I go to different homes to share the gospel, I ask this question to them. How can I pray for you? Regardless of all the differences in different religions, I never had one negative response from these people when I asked this question. People love when I say, I will pray for you. Then they say, oh, please pray for me and my family, because we have this and that needs. Then we pray for the needs. Now, how many of you pray like this? Well, I'm sure most of you pray. The question is not whether you pray or not, but it is about what you pray for. We'll see how Paul's prayer requests were different from many of ours. There are three things Paul prayed for in today's passage: expansion of the gospel, glorification of the gospel, and the protection from the evil ones. So let's go to his word and learn one by one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we'll be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. First, it starts with this word, finally. This is Paul's pattern asking for prayer at the end. In Ephesians 6:18, the end of his letter, he also asks for prayer. Now, Paul was a very powerful apostle, as you know, and an effective church planter at that time, but not just at the time, but this time as well. Yet he needed prayer. He was just a mere man like us, so he was asking for prayer, not only in this letter, but in many other places in the Bible. So don't be shy to ask for prayer. We need to pray for one another, for sure. Also, instead of saying, pray for me, Paul said, pray for us. We can see Paul was a team player. He was not alone. God was with him, of course, yet he was also surrounded by people of God working together for the kingdom of God. You cannot do God's work alone. You need a team to work together. And that is why God has called us as his body, as his church, to work for his kingdom. But still, the group needs a prayer. That's why he said, pray for us. Now, let's see the first prayer item Paul asked for. First one, expansion of the gospel. Notice how Paul says here, pray for us that the gospel would be spread all over the place. Now, this is not how we normally ask for prayer. We say, pray for us that my family has a trip to Disney World next week. So pray for our safety. Or we say, pray for us that one of our family members is going to get married. So pray that everything goes well, smooth, and that would have a happy marriage. Or pray for us that my husband will have a job interview this coming Monday. So pray for wisdom and strength so that he can get a job. All his bosses will be happy to have him. Well, I mean, this is how we normally pray for, and it looks like there is nothing wrong with this prayer. But if we pray just for these things always, then we are losing the focus of prayer what we really need to pray for. Now, Paul's prayer focus was the gospel and its expansion. He asked for the gospel to spread rapidly. Now, he was asking with a sense of urgency. Gospel was his number one priority and need. He saw the immediate needs of the gospel all around the world. For us, it is easy to see the immediate needs of ourselves. We often pray like this: God, I really am in need of money right now. Please provide money for me. I'm urgent. God, I really need the job right now. Please give it to me now. We want to pray for our life and our name would spread out rapidly all around the places. So if we can pray for ourselves to be exalted among all other people. But Paul's focus was on the gospel. His last mission was to finish his race with spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we can see in the book of Acts 20:24, it says, "But I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course in the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God." And his vision was to spread the gospel all around the world, and we see this was already happening in Acts 12:24. It says, "But the word of the Lord continued to grow and to be multiplied." And even when Paul was in prison, he was rejoicing that the gospel was advancing even more. Philippians 1:12 says, "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel." How selfless his prayer was. He didn't ask that he would get out of this jail rapidly. He did not pray that his situation would get better quickly. Rather, he prayed that the gospel would spread rapidly and praised God for spreading the gospel, even while his physical situation was slow. This urgency of the prayer must be our priority in our prayer as well. I praise God that many people are coming to faith in Christ Jesus these days. A few days ago, I saw a news that more than 3,000 people were baptized at once in California. Yesterday, I saw another news that more than 1,500 people were baptized in Thailand on the river. Yes, Thailand, the Mecca of Buddhism. Because of coronavirus and lots of impact of this global pandemic, people are facing challenges in their world, and they are desperate for the answer. They're seeking for something, and praise God that they realize the gospel is the answer that they were looking for. Now, not just in California and Thailand, but we see more people coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see more baptisms. How exciting it is! We just had a baptism of our dear brother Cole and sister Lucy on Thursday. Praise the Lord for God's great works, wonderful works in their lives. Now the gospel is spreading all around the world. It is unstoppable work of God. We still have an urgency to share the gospel because there are still thousands of unreached people groups, not just the people, but people groups in the world, meaning that they never heard the gospel once. They need to hear the gospel. When they hear the gospel, Jesus, when they finish to hear the gospel, Jesus will come. Through our urgent prayer for the gospel to spread, we will prepare for Jesus' return. You need to pray for money right now. Then pray that the Lord will use your money to spread the gospel quickly. You need to pray for healing right now. Pray that the Lord would use your healing to spread the gospel quickly, rapidly. Always pray with urgency for the gospel to spread. The second item is this: glorification of the gospel. Now, Paul was always focused on spreading the gospel so that the gospel of Jesus Christ would be glorified. Now, spreading the gospel is one thing, but glorifying the gospel is another thing. Not everyone receives Jesus and exalts the gospel, exalt the word of God. Some people reject the word of God, whereas some people glorify the word of God. Now, Paul wanted to pray that more people would receive Jesus Christ through God's word so that they can all glorify God. Now, glory of God is the very reason, very purpose of our existence. But since we have been born, we live with a selfish desire. We want to feed ourselves, we want to take care of our bodies and our life, and we want to exalt our name as much as we could because it makes us feel good about ourselves. However, if we truly meet God and know who truly He is, then we will love Him. As a result of love for Him, we will desire to live for Him, live for His glory. And our glory does not match to His, and we will give up our efforts for our glory. So that we want people to know the glory of God more than any other glories in the world. And that is what Paul is praying about here. We wanted that the gospel would spread out all around the world, and God would be glorified all around the world as a result. As I'm reading this passage, it reminds me of marathon. If you are in a marathon, what would be your goal? You are not just to finish the race, but you would want to win the race. So you can earn gold medal, the glory of the marathon. Otherwise, there is no point of running the 2 hours of a marathon. In Paul's prayer, his main goal was to run the race to spread the gospel, but ultimately for the glory of God. But we often run the race to glorify ourselves. Now, if you look at billionaires and CEOs, you will hear their wonderful stories of how they started humble, endured hardships, and finally achieved and accomplished their dream company. Many people are motivated and inspired by those successful stories of human victory, and they want to become like this human winners. No matter how hard the race would be, people would dare to challenge themselves to run the race to win their own glory in the end. But hear me, reality is this, that in the end, there is nothing they can take with them. As James 1:11 says, "For the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flower falls off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed, so too the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away." You know, not all glory is good. Human glory fades away. Not all race is right to run. Human race will stress you out only and lead you to wrong fight. So we need to pray for the right race. We need to run the right race for God's glory. We need to pray that the gospel would spread and God will be glorified at the end. As we see in Ephesians 2:6, it says, "It raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You know, God wants to share His glory with us forever in the heavenly places. James 4:10 tells us that when we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. You do not have to run the wrong race for your own glory and strive to win the fading crown. But when you run the race to spread the gospel for God's glory in humbleness, God will exalt you and you'll be in His glorious presence forever. Now, the third item, last item for prayer is this: protection from the evil ones. Paul asked for prayer that he and his team would be delivered from the evil ones because there are evil people and not everyone has faith. Now, when we pray for protection, we normally pray that God will deliver us from fatal accidents, coronavirus, and all these physical problems and illness. Again, there's nothing wrong with that because in the Bible, we see examples of physical healing, protection, and also we see the example of physical deliverance from disasters, such as we see in the Noah's Ark and Lot's deliverance from Sodom and Gomorrah. But What we need to point out in this passage is that Paul was not only for praying for protection from evil people, but also he prayed that he would not be contaminated, corrupted by these evil ones. Deception was everywhere at that time, just as now. Evil people were not only anti-Christians, but also people in the church building. There were many people who were acting like Christians. They were pretending to be good people. However, they were not centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were all about themselves. These people were snatching people out of the church, and they were disguising themselves to sneak into the church to destroy the true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul gave a warning to the church not to be deceived by Satan, who was using those people, these deceitful people. And he was also praying that the church would not be corrupted by these people. This is more than just the physical protection. Now, even if you are not protected physically, if you stand strong in Christ Jesus, you will receive the eternal inheritance from God. But if you fall away spiritually from God forever, then no one can protect you from hell. So we need to pray for protection from these evil people. Pray for spiritual protection. Jesus also taught us the similar prayer. Jesus prayed that your kingdom come, your will be done, and deliver us from what? The evil. Now, what should we do then? First, we need to examine our prayer life. If your prayer is all about running the race for your own glory, spreading your name all around the world in a protection for your security, then you are praying a wrong prayer. And it is all me-centered, selfish prayer that God will never answer. James 4:3 clearly says, "You ask and do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your pleasures." So we need to change our prayer focus. So the first, pray with urgency, not for yourself, but for the gospel. Gospel needs to spread out all around the world right now. Every day when you wake up, pick up a country or people group to pray for. Pray that the Lord will raise up 21st century Moses to go and share the gospel there, and you become 21st century Moses as well. Now, international trip is limited, so it is hard to go there. However, you can still use internet to share the gospel. Now, whatever way you use those means to spread the gospel. And the gospel is very simple. God created the world, but the world rebelled against Him. They turned away from God and turned to their own way. It is called sin. People cannot get away from this sin, no matter how good works they do on themselves. People cannot save themselves. So God so loved the world, and He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus died for your sins. And Jesus rose from the dead to give you eternal life. So if you turn away from your sin and turn to Jesus, then you will be saved. You will have eternal life. Come to Jesus and follow Him now. This is the core message of the gospel. It is so simple that you can share with anyone, anywhere, anytime. You need to spread the gospel now. Urgency is the key. Pray for spread of the gospel and be the 21st century Moses to spread the gospel. Second, pray for God would be glorified. He is already glorious, by the way. He is not seeking for human approval or glory from human. But what we need to pray for is this, that more people to know the glory of God, so that they can lay down their own glory and seek for God's glory. If you have lived all your life for your own glory, lay it down now, today. Surrender your life to Christ. Human glory is nothing but a wallpaper or a sentence written on a tombstone. But the glory of God has no shifting shadows or variations. Every good comes from God, who is all good and glorious. So surrender to God's glory today. Lastly, pray for protection from evil ones. Pray that you would have spiritual discernment, that you would not be deceived by spiritually evil ones who have evil schemes in their hearts. When you look at YouTube channel, you will see lots of people preaching and proclaiming words, but not all of them are genuine. Some of them are disguising themselves in the name of God, but in fact, they are preaching lie from Satan. So be very, very careful. Pray for discernment so that we would be delivered from these evil words, evil forces. Our fight is not against the human being, but against the spiritual being. So pray for spiritual protection. Now, with all these three prayers, pray that Jesus would come soon. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you for your word. Father, we have learned what we need to pray for. Father, we also confess our sins, that we prayed for ourselves alone. We prayed the selfish prayer, me-focused prayer so many times. So Father, please help us and guide us to change our prayer and pray for the gospel, spreading the gospel for your kingdom, for your glory. And also we now pray for the protection from evil ones. Protect us, preserve us pure in your sight, Lord. Father, we want to see your kingdom would advance and grow through our prayers for your kingdom, Lord. Father, we do thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' holy name, we prayed. Amen.